Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, I am so excited. It is my 1 month anniversary for being back on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm telling you, I am like just so pumped up right now. And the reason why is because I had, as of last night, over 4,000 archive listens. That is just wow. I mean, it is just whoa. I've only done, what, maybe 5 or 6 shows, and within those 5 or 6 shows, I have gotten 4,000 archive listeners. I am, like, so ecstatic. Next up, I hope to give more live listeners. I only had, between all my shows, it was less than 1,000 live listeners, but that's cool. I mean, if you think about it, it's cool. That means that people are listening to me when I'm not on air, and that just pumps me up. I'm telling you, this is like just something that I just cannot tell you how much it means to me that all of you are listening to me, and this was only in 1 month. So think about it. After this month, whoa, and then when I get my live talk show on YouTube, yeah, right. Anyway, I'm really excited about the sponsors I've gotten. That was something that I threw out there, and could not believe how many sponsors that I actually have received. Rebel Gal Nation, Royal Jewelers, AC, which is a Leah Cyber. God, I'm so excited I can't even say her name. Can you believe this? Yums, Prestige, Static Production, which he knows he better. I'll kick his ass. Aaliyah Cyberstar. I am just like so just. Ooh, just pumped up. I've had a couple of other people who have contacted me about being sponsors. I'm going to get back with them as soon as I can. I just can't believe just how wonderful this quick ride has been. When I did my show last time, it wasn't welcomed as this one is. I think the reason why this one is welcomed so much is because I have some fantastic family members who've got my back, my New Gambaro sisters, my High Society sisters, my brothers. Oh, my God. I can't even tell you just how pumped up I am. I'm sorry, my brother just reminded me I got B&R Motors as one of my sponsors, too. So I'm telling you, I am just, like, really excited, really pumped up. And, yeah, I think I'm all that tonight. I do. One thing that really excited me, too, and it really made me cry, is that my brother came over here and a couple of my family members and brought me a cake that said congratulations. That was awesome. Absolutely awesome, because it shows, even though they look at me and roll their eyes at me playing the game and like, okay. But they obviously understand how important it is to me and how important this whole thing is. You know, I've been playing Second Life Gods for years. You know, I started off in TSO, which is the Sims Online. Then I went to their.com for briefs. And then I came to Second Life, and I've been on and off, on and off, getting characters, changing characters, just the whole thing. But I am really happy in my skin, so to speak, and Sugarlicious Me avatar. I think the reason why I'm so happy is because I basically made it this time where this is me. I put all of myself in this avatar. So when you meet Sugarlicious, the person you're listening to right now, this is who I am. The other time I kind of made myself a little bit less than myself, thinking that would get me, I don't know, more listens. Does that make any sense? Role playing basically came a lot into play with it, but now I'm happy in my own skin, and people that are around me are so supportive, so giving, just so understanding, so loving. So to all of you, you're the reasons why I made over 4,000 archive listeners in a month. And I want to thank all of you guys for just phenomenal. You know, you make me who I am. Anyway, enough of all that, you know, mushy, cushy stuff. I am going to be doing a block party for Sugarlicious's Neighborhood on the 12th or the 13th of this month. We will have a pink car, because pink is my signature color. Pink car from Billionaire Motors. We're going to have some certificates from Yums. We're going to have some prizes from Royal Jewelers. Prestige Magazine will be there. I'm going to have DJ Rebel, one of the hottest DJs on the grid. She will be there. She's the owner of Rebel Gal Nation, who, can I say, was one of my sponsors. So I am, like, really looking forward to it. I'm going to give out some spa days. We're going to have a really great time. Plus, Static Productions is going to put up some Lindens, which everybody loves Lindens. He's telling me he's going to put up some serious Lindens. So it will be the best in pink. So, guys, if you're sure of yourself and you want to wear that shit and rock it, you can win some Lindens, too, being dressed in pink. Now, I know some of you guys are like, whatever, sugar. I ain't coming in no pink, not even for some Lindas, but hey, do you? Because, I mean, if you're secure with who you are, then you wear the pink. I mean, absolutely. Anyway, before I get to the attention whore segment, excuse my, yeah, before I get to the attention whore, if you guys remember, I told you about my neighbor, how she was like, da-da-da-da, nutty. Well, yesterday when I went out, because I've been sick for about 2 weeks, so yesterday when I went out to my car to go get my meds, I passed by her. I try not to look that way anymore, because just in case I give eye contact, and I don't want to get the, like, nasty looks. But I glanced over there, and there was a note on her door. Now, I'm not nosy. No, of course not. I didn't walk over there. I had my friend do it. So I had my friend to walk over and, like, ease and see what the note said. So the note said that managers were aware. I'm not worried exactly how it was said, but it was like, managers are aware that so-and-so is not allowed on the property, and if she is caught on the property, that she would be, the police would be called immediately. And I'm like, whoa, really? Now, again, I live in a townhome that is gated community. And that was a little weird, because I'm thinking, first of all, how would she get in here, whoever the person is? I think it was her family member, which is like, be fucking bizarre. Because I'm thinking to myself, why on earth are you putting this on the door, first of all, if they're already aware of her being on the premises? Why is that on your door? Nobody knows who this bitch is. So it's not like we're going to see her and go, oh, that's her, let's call police. I mean, maybe somebody in the complex or whatever knows who she is. I personally have no clue. I don't know who she is. But it was just really, really just bizarre and weird that that was on the door. And it was like a big ass note. Like, I'm serious, like it was a big note, and it looked like, I know you guys are going, yeah, right, sugar, but I think it was written in crayon. Now, mind you, maybe she didn't have anything, you know, available to write with, because I know sometimes if I see something and I can't find a pen, I'll grab a lipstick, you know, and try to, you know, write it out or what have you. But this looked like crayon. I forgot to ask my friend if it was crayon, but it looked like it was crayon, and it didn't look legible. Now, I know you guys are thinking that since I said that about her with the moving in here with the Christmas tree, that I'm like just like pumping it up for her to be really crazy. But seriously, this chick has just issues beyond issues. And I honestly think that she wrote it in crayon. Or who knows, maybe she had her child write it in crayon for her. I don't know. I know everybody's thinking that I tell you, I'm going to do my best to snapshot a picture of that without getting caught, because I don't want to get caught being nosy. No one wants to get caught being nosy. No one wants that. So I'm hoping just to do a snapshot of a picture and place it on, you know, the holiest of holies on Facebook so everybody can see. She doesn't have my Facebook page. I don't think anybody that knows her has my Facebook page, so therefore I'm sure I'm okay. I can get away with placing it off. You know what I'm saying? If I can't, well, shit. You know, but I really want you guys to see it. I know everybody thinks that I'm kidding, but I swear, it is on her door, and it looks like a crayon, a red one. Who uses red crayon to write a note on the door to call the police, and you really think you're going to be taken seriously? I mean, let me quit making fun. It could be somebody after her. It really could be somebody after this nutcase, and I'm making fun of it like it's a joke. I mean, I haven't heard any you know, anybody fighting or anything like that. But then again, my headset is normally on all the time, because when I watch TV, I watch Netflix on the computer, music on the computer, talking to anybody on Skype on the computer, in the game on the computer, Facebook, the headset is always on. So anything could probably happen in this damn complex. And the whole place could blow the fuck up, and I wouldn't know. Just like, God, maybe a couple of nights back, no, a couple of weeks back, there was a fire in one of the townhomes. One of the guys, I guess, was cooking, and he has a newborn baby, and, of course, he was tired. His wife was asleep, and he put something on, and then he laid down on it, forgetting that it was on, and his place's living room was kitchen was in flame, and it just so happens that someone smelled it and called the called the fire department. Now they're running around the whole townhome going, get out, even though it was no danger, real danger, because it's a big complex. The townhome was all the way at the side. It's not like it's adjoined anyone else, but just I guess the fact that it's a fire, get out, whatever. It's a fire. Get out of whatever, but I didn't hear shit. I had to actually have somebody bam, 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 to the manager actually called me, bam on the door, and I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know. I mean, so that's just how hard I sleep, because when I sleep with my headsets on. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I sleep with a fan on, air conditioning, my headset. I'm just a weird chick. I'm just weird. But anyway. Yeah, she has a note on her door. And if I can get away with snapping a picture of it and putting it up, I shall do that so you all can see the nut in this chick. Yeah, right. Anyway, early today, many of you are on my Facebook, even my real-life friends, you saw where I almost vented and pulled back. I basically almost subbed someone and kind of stopped. What I said was, I want to sub your ass so bad right now on my Facebook post, but I'll wait and calm down. And the more I try to calm down, the more I'm not calming down. And I'm trying to realize that this person is an attention whore. Now, maybe it's just me, but I'm going to ask you ladies, and you tell me what you think. Maybe I'm pushing this beyond how it should be pushed. And if she's listening, then yeah, this is about you. And I will promise you get in your IMs once I calm down. If I don't calm down and you get in mine, then you're good to go. In other words, whatever the fuck I say, it's going to come out. But this morning, my virtual husband received an IM while he was in game. Now, mind you, I wasn't in game. And the person asked him, Kelly, what do you think about a man who wants to have two women in bed with him? Now, mind you, my husband is not a friend to this person. He has her on his friendship list, but they're not buddy-buddy. And even if they were buddy-buddy, that was out of line. Now, this chick, I won't go into any further than this, what's on my doorstep, because whatever's on somebody else's doorstep, I could give a fuck. But this pissed me off for the simple fact that I had to kind of like grasp myself for a moment and go, why are you IMing my husband with that shit? Now, not only did she IM him, he basically said, well, no, whatever, whatever, whatever. And she said, I need to vent. Can I call you? Can you voice? And he was like, what? Huh? Where do you get off, or where does a female get off to feel that she's privileged to be able to do that? To me, and maybe I'm a bit old-fashioned, but to me the discussion of anything sexual is not your business when it comes to someone else's man, especially if he's not a good friend of yours. I love my brother Jammers to death. We have an extremely close relationship. I love my brother Truth, close relationship. I would never get in their box and say that. I would get in one of my girl's box and go, girl, you believe this motherfucker wants me to sleep with him and another, I would do that. I don't need to have a man's opinion, especially when I have my own opinion. So to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, ladies, she was crossing the fucking line. Now, mind you, I had to think about it and go and basically consider the source. The chick is an attention whore, which I think a lot of females are like that. They're attention whores. Now, maybe I'm wrong to think that that was out of line, but to me, it just tipped the scale a bit too much. A bit too much. Now, mind you, I also had a chick who told me. Now, she told me, if you weren't married to Pelly, I would go for him. And LOL, maybe I should go for him anyway. Now, I hadn't told anybody about this because I was so floored with the whole conversation that basically I had to like regroup before I went off. Because trust me, anyone that knows me knows that I am trying my best to be a lady about this. Even though you hear me cursing, I'm still being a lady because trust me, otherwise it would be on. I had to tell her, before I go off, I'm going to close my box on you. And she's going, oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding. Well, to me, that's not kidding. We're not that close. So how is that kidding? Am I supposed to think that that's kidding when you're telling me that if my husband wasn't married to me, you would fuck him? And fuck it. Why not fuck him anyway? I mean, is it really me, am I being too sensitive? Because trust me, I know sometimes I can be too sensitive, you know, because sometimes, and this is just me being who I am as a diabetic, sometimes I can get too sensitive. So things are said, like sometimes Pelly will say stuff and I'll boo the fuck who and not know why I'm boo the fuck whoing, but I am. And I have to realize that what the fuck am I crying for? He just said this, it was no big deal. or somebody may say something to me, and I'll get all into my feelings real quick, although they may not know. But I honestly think that there are certain points of being a lady or being a woman. You just don't cross with someone else's man. You just don't do that. You kind of allow yourself to be a lady, even if you see something you don't, that you want. If there's a tag on it that says do not touch, you're not six. It means do not touch. And not saying that I own my husband, because I do not. He is his own man. He does what the hell he wants to do. But out of respect for my relationship, you as a woman should not come to my husband like that. And then again, like I said, ladies, maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe I'm wrong on it. Maybe I'm taking this to a point where I'm like exploding it where it shouldn't be exploded. When I asked him how he felt about it, he was pissed. He felt it was wrong. But then again, his feelings of it being wrong could have just bounced off the fact that I felt it was wrong. But to me, there is just a limit to what the fuck you do. My sorority sisters, my high society sisters, I would never hit one of their men up and say that. Well, hey, what do you think about a guy who wants to have a threesome? What do you think about that? I would never do that, because to me, that is a break pump right there. You do not cross that line. Again, if I'm wrong, then maybe I'm wrong. But I feel that it just shouldn't have happened. That was my thought on that. Now, before I get into my real attention whore, I've actually blurted that out. I said it. I'm going to confront the person myself, because I'm not one for subbing. I used to sub my ass off. I really did. I used to sub. And I would sub and sub and sub and sub and sub, get pissed off, then sub, get pissed off, then sub, and then realize that, what the fuck am I subbing for? I just need to I am this person and tell them how the fuck I feel, because it doesn't make any sense to sub. Because I hate to say it, because sometimes when you sub, the person that you're subbing about is not the one that gets it. Everybody else gets it. You may have 5 or 6, 7, 8 people that get it, thinking it's about them, and actuality, it's not about them. It's not. It's about somebody else. But Facebook has a way of making you think that, you know, somebody subs something, it's about you or it's about them or whatever. And it normally isn't. The person that it's directed to normally either hasn't seen the post, is too stupid to get to the fact that it's about them, or what have you. But in any form, it's just, subbing is just not cool, and it needs to be. It's like being in high school where you write a little note about somebody and you pass it on. So to me, it's the same way. That's what subbing is. So as far as I'm going to concern, I will confront the person, because I feel like it needs to be addressed. And I'm venting now because this is my arena's event. It's my fucking talk show. To me, it was a subject that I wanted to discuss, and that's why I'm talking about it. I will be back in a couple of seconds. I need to get a drink of water. My mouth is, what's the word, parched. And we're going to talk about attention whores, real attention whores, about what you think about them, what I think about them. Yeah. I'll be back in a couple of seconds.
I'm easy to numb your brain.
Maybach music.
Rock, rock, ride the way. New young love the beat in the box. Breezy tonic, fresh like rain. My beat man's cool, he's the freakiest box. Bang a fox singing on my coat, rock singing on my chain. And that's how you know I've been hunting the game. Bang, bang, and I hit it with impeccable aim. Bang, bang, and I blow it up. They don't know what's up. If they think for a second that I do it for the fame, cause
I'll make music to numb your brain. No, no, no. I'll make music to numb your brain. No, no, no. I'll make music to numb your brain. No, no, no. I'll make music to numb your brain.
Yeah.
Never made love, I had to come from a distance. Said I was a Mason, Martin Margiela. Triple beam, Vaseline, that's full of cheddar. Yellow brick road, told it's just a cakewalk. Now it's Philip Lim on them, no more eight balls. Uncut, my love, that's all thugs.
I am back. Thank you so much. I had to take a quick break and drink some water. It's so hot that the water that I had, it was totally iced up. It's melted to the point now where the water's not even as cold as it was. It's just insanely hot here in California. My show tonight is about my 1 month anniversary being back, and I was really excited. If you just tuned in to my over 4,000 archive listeners, really excited about that. That was one. And also, I had to vent a little bit about someone who I felt overstepped her little so-called friendship, and then also about my neighbor who is crazy. Man, you know, I'm thinking about maybe I need to be cool because I don't want to come up missing. Even though, you know, I'm not scared of her. I'm not. But anyway, attention whores. Now, I think all of us know one, two, you know, a few. Those people who do anything for attention. Now, the ones I'm talking about are the ones who basically will dress any kind of way for attention, say shit that they know that they're not supposed to say for the attention, get on, you know, Facebook and say they're gonna, you know, I'm done, I'm leaving, I'm tired, I'm gone. Those. Now, mind you, sometimes you do vent and you do say things that you don't mean, but I'm not talking about those because we have those days. I have those days where I just get so pissed off and, you know, I may vent and say something and it happens, and I'm sure that a lot of, you know, my listeners have the same thing where you just be like, oh, I'm just so, I just don't want to be here anymore. So you kind of like vent and say you're going to leave and no, you're not going to leave. It's just to get some type of attention. I mean, let's face it, that's it. But I'm talking about the people who like seriously do this on a fucking daily. Like almost every post you see is a negative post or some type of post about them leaving or them done or them this, that, and the other. It is absolutely just gets on my nerves. And I know maybe it shouldn't because I can easily take that person off the feed, but quite frankly, it's entertainment. I know, right? I'm just talking shit about it, but it is. Sometimes it is entertainment because you think, okay, what are they going to say next? You know, what are they going to do to top yesterday's I'm leaving? You know, what's the reason why they're going to leave this time? Now, I hope nobody gets all in their feelings about this. Some of you, if you think this is about you, it's not directed about one individual. It's directed about several. And these people, it makes me laugh. Now, of course, people I talk to every day that are my friends, I'm not talking about you because most of you who are my friends and I know you guys vent, I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up. Your ass ain't going anywhere. You'll be all right. Just take a martini or a damn Coors Light or some shit. You'll be fine. You know, but I know with them, they're, you know, it's just a thing with your friends. But then again, maybe because these people I don't really know, maybe their friends are thinking the same thing. Oh, yeah, you're always. But it does get on your nerves after a while because you do think, well, shit. You know, you've been leaving SL for years, and let's face it, nobody really leaves Second Life. You just come back. It's like you're reincarnated as a different person. So you don't really ever leave Second Life. I just think you just get reincarnated as a different person. That's just the way it is. Even though to yourself, you may think that when you, you know, log off and you cut cards and, you know, you make another avatar that it's a new beginning. And it is a new beginning. It is. But you're still the same fucker that you were in the first place. So, and hey, I can speak about that because I've done it. Oh, my God. How many accounts have I killed off and came back? I mean, that's a whole nother show. I have killed off so many accounts and came back that it is, it's crazy. It is crazy. That's why I say with this character, I'm so in love with her because she's so much who I am and I give all my energy to her. Anyway, I'm getting off the subject, as I always do. Attention whores. That's not just in Facebook. It's just not in Second Life. It's in real life, too. And I have a person that I have been friends with for 6 years. And I ignore a lot of shit she does, but she's the type of person that she has to have the spotlight. She has to have it. I don't give a shit what. We will go to the movie. She has to be the loudest chick that's in the seat to be seen, to be whispered at. We'll go out to eat. She has to be seen when we go eat. Although I'm sitting there trying to enjoy my meal, she has to be loud. We used to go out partying. She had to be loud when we party. It's just what is in her DNA, I guess. I remember this just happened about a week ago. We had went to get our cars detailed. And I was telling her, so I'm going to get my car detailed. She said, oh, you know what? I need to get my car detailed, too. I go, okay, all right. So follow me over there. So we went over there to get our cars detailed. Now, mind you, there was a bunch of little Hispanic guys who barely spoke English. And nothing against Hispanic, you guys know I'm not prejudiced, so don't come at me with that shit. But they barely spoke English, and they were basically smiling or whatever. She had to be loud and flirty, as if they really knew what the fuck she was saying. But she had to get the attention. Now, mind you, these are little Hispanic guys who probably just got over here, just started doing their, you know, getting a job, just started working, and probably only want a fucking tip from her motherfucking ass. But she had to make sure that, you know, that she was getting attention. It killed me that she went into their little restroom, put on lipstick, combed her hair back, and yeah, I'm sure when she hears this, she's going to hit me up, and it's going to be Murder, She Wrote. Put on some lipstick, spray some perfume, and walked out like, here I am. I'm Beyonce. And seriously, she's a good-looking girl, too. Don't get me wrong. She walks outside. Well, we walk outside. And she does the giggling and the flirtation. And to me, grown women shouldn't giggle. Your giggling days should be over when you're fucking 8. You're a grown woman. After you're 8 years old, you're laughing. You're no longer giggling. To me, a woman that giggles is a sign of dumbness. Now, please, again, I don't want any hate mail on this. I don't want any damn body telling me, you know, that, oh, whatever, whatever. I don't give a fuck. The truth of the matter is, and that's my own opinion, and I'm entitled to it. I think when you giggle, it just shows that, you know, really? Giggling? Maybe I'm wrong. If I am, hey, so be it. Let me know why I'm wrong. But to me, giggling is just, I don't know. You just shouldn't be giggling. I guess maybe when you're young and, you know, maybe giggling is cute. Maybe guys like the giggle shit. But to me, when you become an adult woman, you're a sensual laugh, maybe, a sexy laugh, but a giggle. I just don't see it. But anyway, she was giggling. And you know what I mean by giggling. That shit, that's giggling. You know, not a sexy like, oh, you know. She was giggling. And they're looking at her, and they're cleaning the car, and they're smiling. I'm thinking to myself, they just want your tip, money bitch. They could give a fuck about you right now. They don't give a shit. They're doing a job. Their focus is on your car, my car, detailing it. So we go there, and she's telling me about how the guy was looking at her, and I'm thinking, what the fuck, man? For real? Let's just go eat. So we go eat, and we go to the Olive Garden. If anyone knows the Olive Garden, they have the most delicious pastas and salads. So we start ordering, and the waiter, he was gorgeous. Sorry, honey, but he was. He was a little Italian boy, and he was really gorgeous. And he had, like, a really nice smile, really nice, you know, teeth, and just he had a sex appeal about him. I mean, I'm just going to be honest about it. And we were sitting there, and he was flirty. You know, of course, he – and she just overdid it. It's like she was all like up on him, you know, giggling, you know, putting her hands to her chest, throwing her head back. And I'm like, all this for fucking Greek salad? Oh, Italian salad, I'm sorry. We're in there, so Olive Garden. So I'm looking at her like, you can't be kidding me. She's giggling and whatever. So he goes to another table, and she's telling me, yeah, you know, I'm going to, you know, I may even try to get his phone number, whatever. So we glance over to the other table, and the guy is basically giving the other girl the same thing, like the same little, you know, sex appeal shit. And I'm sitting here, like, trying not to laugh. She is literally getting an attitude about it because she's an attention whore. She felt like he was looking at her because. So when he comes back, she puts it on even more so, which at this point I'm annoyed because I'm thinking, okay, seriously, we're here to eat, talk, gossip, whatever. You know, it shouldn't be all about our little girl to girl talk and not about you trying to get this fucker's attention. Because bottom line is he's doing, again, his job. You know, and maybe to him, if he flirts with the girls or whatever, he'll get more of a tip. And probably, so, like I said, he's a good-looking guy. He really, really was. So, of course, I'm sure that, you know, he got he got $6 from me. I put that damn 5-1 down there so quick. There you go, baby. Buy yourself some cocaine. Keep that smile, baby. But anyway, I'm serious. I did give him a $6 tip, which is, you know, whatever. But it was comical to me, and the reason why is because she really needed that attention. And I don't understand the reason for it. We had a girl at my job a while back who was the same way. She floated around the office as if she was God's gift to the office, basically. God, should I say this? When I say attention whore, let's expand the whore part more than attention. Does that kind of tell you without me basically going into detail? But, yeah, it got to the point where we meaning the females in the office, were annoyed by it. And not because we were jealous or because we couldn't do it or whatever. Because let's face it, any woman with a little sex appeal, even with no sex appeal, can flirt. You can flirt. If a guy gives you attention, you can flirt. That's the way it is. But it was getting to the point where it was starting to affect her job because she would have guys come into the desk, and next thing you know, she's up, she's floating around, and they're disappearing for minutes, hours. And I'm not just exaggerating, and I hope I don't get in trouble for this because it's nothing to do with the job per se, it's just to do with the person, but you know how that goes. You don't really want to breach too much out about what you know, your job, which I'm not talking about, I'm talking about her. But, yeah, she was just basically a real sleaze. I mean, just sadly enough to say, she was really just a sleaze. And there was another girl who got hired, and she was really pretty, married, very much married, trust me. And, the males in the office were after her. Well, she put those dogs in their place. She let them know that she wasn't interested. She had a husband. She had, you know, she had children. She wasn't interested. And the other girl got pissed at her, just not because of the fact she was giving guys attention, because she wasn't, but the fact that they were giving her attention. Now, not to say all men are like this, but most of the time, if a man's already got it, he's not going back for it if there's something else in there that he can go to. Now, that's just saying, not every guy's like that, but that's how it was. It was like, we've already got you, you know, you've already been passed around the office, and hey, that's what it was. You've already been passed around the office, so now let's go for her. Even though they knew, because she made it perfectly clear, but being guys, they felt like, oh, you know, maybe we can turn her, but they never did. They never did. I loved her. She and I used to have lunch together. She was just an amazing person because her thing was her husband and her kids. That was her whole life. And she wasn't, you know, she was trying to basically just make money because she had just had a baby and her husband had just bought this home. And he wanted her not to work, but she felt she needed to contribute. And that's the reason she was there. So it was amazing to me that the guys basically would buy her lunch and all this shit, which she refused. But the girl before that basically allowed herself to be passed around, I guess you would say, used to buy her lunch, used to buy her, you know, little gifts. Even though you're not, you know, you're not supposed to do that, it was done. You know, like she would have a coffee on her desk or a bagel or something like that. Now, don't get me wrong at all, because honestly, I could give a shit because I work for mine. I buy my own coffee, and I don't drink coffee, by the way. I drink cocoa. So I buy my own cocoa. I buy my own donuts or croissants or whatever, because that is what you do as a woman, as a lady. You do not have to have attention all over you all the time. The only attention that I need from a man is from my man. That's the attention I want. That I live and breathe for, because when he tells me I look good, I look good. I look good. My avatar is hidden. That's how I look at it. I don't need another person to tell me I look good. Because as long as I look good in his eyesight, his focus, that's all that matters. I could give a fuck what someone else thinks. But coming back to that, that is the whole thing. A lot of people need someone to tell them they look good or that their avatar looks good, or even outside of the game. Let's pull it outside of Second Life for my real-life listeners who always go, what is that Second Life shit about again? Can you explain that again, Sugarlicious? I know you said it before, but we just keep forgetting what Second Life is about. No, I'm not going to tell you anyway. But it's the same thing. I think attention whores, somewhere it's something that is lacking in their lives. Be it attention from when they were little, attention from their husbands, their girlfriends, whatever, their children. I think that's the whole point of it. Of course, we all like to be acknowledged. We all like to be told we're doing a good job, to be told that we're doing something positive. You know, of course, when I put something on Facebook and it's like, of course it gives me a good feeling that somebody's looking at it and likes it. Who the fuck wouldn't? That's the whole purpose of putting shit out there, is for someone to click and say they like it. You know, you don't put shit out there for somebody to make a comment, a negative comment on it, right? So I guess we all at one point like attention. Of course we do. It's a human factor. You like attention. You want attention. But an attention whore wants it all the time, 24/7, like they have to have it. Like they, if you're getting it, they want it from you. If you're looking like you're getting attention, they want to pull the attention from you and get it to themselves. And that's the way it is. I had a sister, she came to Second Life with me, but she recreated. But when we were in their.com, she would try to upstage me, which wasn't hard in their.com, because those who played it or play it know that they look more like cartoon characters, and they don't look like Second Life. If you guys ever get a chance to Google it, put up www.their.com and see. They look like cartoon characters. She would always try to upstage me some kind of way. It was like, okay, what now? Like if I got a new hair, she would get the hair and would be wearing it better, she would say. Or if I got an outfit, she would get the outfit and wear it better. You know, if I had gotten a really small home in there.com. The homes are not like they are in Second Life, nothing like them. It's one room. You walk into it, and that's it. You put your shit down, and that's it. And one day I'm going to talk about there.com with you. So those who don't know about there.com, Second Life and real life, we're going to talk about that one day. But anyway, she had to get a house that was bigger than mine, although it was the same shit. It was just bigger and longer. It was still the same concept of one fucking room. She had to get that bigger room than I got. It started getting to the point where it got annoying. When we got to Second Life, it really, it wore on my nerves. Because to me, it was like she just, you know, and it wasn't a form of, because a friend of mine said, well, you know, it's a form of flattery. Maybe she just wants to be, you know, be, no, it wasn't a form of flattery. It wasn't, she wasn't trying to be like me. It wasn't like that. It was more, I guess you would say, a rivalry than attention. Maybe that's the word I should say, rivalry, because everything I did, and even, because to me, I am just like anybody else in the game. The only thing I guess I could say is I got the gift for gab. I talk too much. So therefore, I got what I wanted, a talk show, because I talk too much, and I talk shit. And trust me, it is not easy to stay here for an hour alone and do a talk show. It may seem like it's easy, but it's not, because you have to keep you, the audience. See? I said nothing for a couple of seconds. Everybody was like, what? But that's what I mean. You have to keep you, the audience, there, listening. Because after a while, think about it. What the hell do you really want to do for an hour if it doesn't include, like, music? Who really? I don't listen to talk shows when I am driving home from work or anything. I don't listen to talk shows because, to me, talk shows bore. They're boring. Now, if they had an interesting guest on or something like that, then, yeah, maybe. That's the reason why I know that sometimes this – that's why it just got me excited to get over 4,000 archive listeners, because a talk show is something really hard to do. And that's one thing that kind of got to me, because after a while, she wanted to get a talk show. Mind you, it was something that I thought of first, something that I felt I was more, could embrace, just like I wanted to embrace my YouTube talk show. I wanted to embrace that, but she wanted to get a talk show, so she started asking, how do you do it? What do you do? What do you do? Now, this is, mind you, months, no, years after she and I were no longer sisters. She wanted to know. And I'm thinking, are you still doing this shit? Are you somewhere, like, on the sidelines looking at me and trying to get the attention again? Oh, God. Maybe it's me. Maybe it is me. Maybe I'm so wrapped up in my own delusional bullshit that, to me, it drives me crazy when people just want attention just to have attention. There's nothing wrong with wanting people to see you, wanting people to acknowledge you. Trust me, it makes me feel good every day that somebody does. It really, really does. But to me, after a while, you don't have to have everybody looking at you all the time. It can be annoying. It is called attention horacy. I know that's not a word. I know it's not. But it just, hey, I don't know any other way of saying attention whore something disease. Man, I think I need my insulin. You notice that when it's off, when the hour is winding down, I start getting crazy, because honestly, I don't want to talk about this attention shit no more. But I committed myself to a whole fucking hour about it. And since I committed myself, I'm trying to, like, pass these last 10 minutes and talk about it. And I'm thinking, okay, seriously, these 10 minutes are going by so fucking slow. What else can I say to basically talk about attention whores? Now, I know everybody's like, Sugar, you are really just off the chain. You crazy, you stupid, whatever. But seriously, it's like I've got 10 minutes left, and I'm trying to think about something else to say about attention whores, because basically I've said everything else. I've already spoke about them. I've already said it. So I don't know what else to say for my final 10 minutes. Okay, let me stop. But seriously, it is what it is. It's It is. It's what it is. Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Okay, my brother just gave me something to talk about for my next 10 minutes. They basically asked why your picture is not on Facebook. Women that, I'm hoping I'm saying this right. He's asking why female ask about your real life picture, I guess, being on Facebook. I think that's what he's asking me. Oh, when they ask a guy, do they like the picture and who they ask you or why you ain't on Facebook? Picture on Facebook. Okay, I got it now. I got it now, bro. I got it now, Jammers. Okay, basically, when a female asks a guy, you know, do you like my picture on Facebook? Another attention whore. You know, do you like my picture on Facebook? And then when the guy says yes or no, maybe whatever, the girl says, well, why isn't your picture on Facebook? First of all, and this is just me. I think, and this is not even about attention whores, but I think that some people should not put their pictures on Facebook. There, I said it. Sometimes it kills the fantasy. Now, I know that is a show all within itself, but sometimes I think it kills the fantasy because sometimes I don't want to know what the fuck you look like. I really don't. And that could be cute, ugly, whatever. Sometimes it kills the fantasy because if you think about a person being one way, let's face it, when you see a character, when you see an Abby, the person's voice, actions, the way they are go with the avatar. You know, I mean, let's face it, I am nowhere near blonde in real life. Nowhere. My hair actually is red. Dye job! But I'm not blonde in real life. So therefore, you know, when you see Sugarlicious, you automatically, even though you know I'm not blonde, you know I'm not that light, but you know, that's what you go by. That's what you notice. That's what you see. But I think it kills the fantasy when you see what a person really looks like. But a lot of people are just, they just want to put their, you know, I'm not ashamed. I'll put my real life picture up there. Sometimes it's okay. If you're doing it because you want to do it or because it's something that you feel a need to, but sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you need to take that real-life motherfucking picture down, and you know I'm not kidding. And not sometimes because of how you look, not on a negative. My virtual husband, fuck that virtual, my husband, Peligroso, Angel, put his real-life picture up once with his god baby. Cutest little boy you ever want to see in your life. Well, it was god baby's birthday or something going on, and Pelly put it up and was like, you know, happy birthday, god baby, whatever. He only has the one picture of him and the baby, and which shouldn't be a big deal anyway. He got so many people IMing him, people that weren't even on his friendship list on Facebook. Until the point where, because I put it up to, you know, hey, god baby, whatever, to the point where I took it down and told him, take your picture fucking down. And it wasn't any negative. Trust me, it wasn't negative. It was all, wow, I know you look like that, this, that, and the other. And it was an innocent thing done basically for his real-life god baby. It had nothing to do with him trying to be seen or noticed or anything like that. It was basically giving tribute to his god baby on his page on Facebook, and he did it also on his page, in his real life page. But it was just like, damn, really? All I did was put my picture up, and I'm not saying that to anyone in particular, because it is what it is. You know, I don't think that everyone should show their pictures for several reasons. One is because it kills the fantasy. Number two is because sometimes it's just better not to know. You know, Second Life should be more of a role play. That is what it, when people tell me they don't role play, I'm thinking, okay, do you have family in Second Life? Do you have a husband? Do you have children, mothers, daughters, cousins? If you have anything in Second Life that you call that, you're role playing. You are role playing. I don't care if you say you're not, you're role-playing. If you're a DJ, you're role-playing because your ass ain't really no DJ. Now, some of you may say, oh, yeah, I am in real life. Okay, well, kudos to you. Clap, clap, clap. But for those who are not like myself, I'm not a real-life DJ. I am role-playing a DJ. I'm role-playing a talk show hostess. Even though it's on Blog Talk Radio, I am not a professional talk show hostess. So it's a role-play. So sometimes you need to stay in that role-play mode, that role-play mindset, and not let people see what you look like. If you do, that's fine, too. But don't get on there playing holier than thou, and if somebody says something about your picture on a negative feed, don't get pissed off about it because you put yourself in that position. I remember one girl who, oh, my God. Let's just say she wasn't the cutest thing going, but her personality was great, and her thought of herself, which is wonderful, she thought everything of herself, which is fine, but once she put her picture up, she got so much negative that it was insane. And sadly enough, her personality that shined through no longer shined through because people were so focused on what she looked like in real life, which unfortunately we all know it. It is the truth. You have a lot of shallow people. You know, you do. And I can admit, On my thoughts, I'm probably shallow too, because I got 3 minutes, but I'll say it. Before I saw what Pelly Angel looked like, I really didn't want to know what he looked like because his voice is damn. It makes me melt. His persona is like, When I did finally see him, when he finally cammed up, I was like, well, damn. You look like your avatar. You really are a sexy motherfucker, but I didn't want to kill the fantasy. Had he looked differently, would I still be with him? I don't even know. Because I can say that in a way I'm shallow, you know, in a way that, you know, if it was a brother of mine, I don't care what my brothers look like or my sisters. I love them all, whatever, equally. That's my fam. But when it comes to someone that I know that I'm going to be having virtual children with, oh, my God, I can't believe I just admitted that. I want him to look halfway decent in real life because I would rather not know than to know. Because even though you try your best to get that image out of your mind, like, okay, I don't really want to think about what they look like in real life. You think about what they look like in real life. It happens. You cannot avoid it. When I was thinking about real quickly, my cousin Lulu, she's the cutest thing in real life. I mean, she's just cute. All the sorority sisters that I have met and high society sisters are just gorgeous women. And I'm not just saying that, but they really, really are all the ones I saw their pictures. Now, if they weren't gorgeous, would I give a shit? No, because of the simple fact that these are my sorority sisters and I'm going to accept them who they are. Now, if it was a dude that I'm talking to, would I care if he didn't look good? Yeah, because his face is going to be embedded or engraved in my damn dome while I'm talking to him, and I'll be like, oh, man, get this image off my mind. So, yeah, anyway, I've only got one more minute to go. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. We, again, will be doing a block party, Sugarlicious block party, on the 12th or 13th. My live show is going to have TNT Boys. I'm also going to have NGR. By a couple others coming up, the Bells. Anyway, I love you all. Thanks again for listening. Have a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Mwah. Sugar kisses.